Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This should be a special list for our main armor. B'chol yotzei chaletzeh, l'schus v'rot mor sorfal Esther. Bas sheva, b'chol yotzei chaletzeh. And this shir will be on Parshas Korach, based on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Agon HaGadol V'Tuch Manzatzal, Perek Tet Zayin, Psukim Yud Bet Ad Yud Dalet, Omeret HaTorah HaKdosha, V'yishlach Moshe l'kro l'datan v'la'aviram b'nei Eliyav, ויאמרו לא נעלה המעט כי העליתנו מארץ זבת חלב דבש להמיתנו במדבר כי תסתרר עלינו גם הסתרר אף לא על ארץ זבת חלב ודבש הביאתנו ותיתן לנו נחלת שדה וחרם העיני האנשים ההם תנקר לא נעלה. The psukim say that Moshe Rabbeinu calls Dasan Aviram, the sons of Eliav, and they say, we are not coming. And then they say, Hame'at, is it not enough that you took us out of a land flowing with milk and honey, Rachmana Litzlan? That's what they call Egypt. To kill us in the Midbar, you also want to be Mistarer Aleinu, you also want to rule over us. Not only that, you didn't take us to a land flowing with milk and honey, but and you gave us a portion of a field. You didn't give us a field and vineyard. If you knock out our eyes, we are not coming. עד כאן מדברי המספר המקראי בקודש, התורה הקדושה. ועיין בכלי יקר, the כלי יקר asks, they said, לא נעלה. So, what, we're not coming up to you. What mountain were they supposed to climb that they were refusing to climb? That's the kasha of the Kli Yakar. What does it mean? Lo na'ale. V'ayim zeh gam b'orach chaim ha'kadosh. V'chein tzrich levayer. Sherei kol divreihem. Ayu lama lo netratzu b'moshe. Shekilu asa lehem ra'a. V'arayim. Tam. Al yibo amei lav ba'olomam. You have to understand. They're explaining. Why. They are not. Willing to. Appease themselves to Moshe. That Ki'ilu, he did evil to them. What they are saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu, you're a bad guy. They said, look at what you did to us. You took us out of the land flowing with milk and honey. You want to rule over us. You didn't bring us to a land of milk and honey. He didn't bring us to a place of a field and a vineyard. So you did bad to us. That's what they said to Moshe Rabbeinu. But remember, what does Moshe Rabbeinu want? Moshe Rabbeinu wants them to come to him. Vayishlach Moshe lekro ledatan v'laviran b'nei Eliyav. They said, come. And they said, no, we're not coming. So explain why you don't want to come. You're right, you're not satisfied with Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not what you're telling us. That's not what the issue is right now. You said, lo na'ale, we don't want to come. Why don't you want to come? Saying that Moshe Rabbeinu isn't Beseder isn't a reason not to come. So why don't they say why they're not coming? We're not satisfied with you, Beseder. But let's talk about it. And not only that, we have to understand what the shaychus between Hame'at ki ha'elitanu, they say, not only did you take us out of a land filled with milk and honey, but you're ruling over us. Ma kesha. If they're in the same pasuk, there should be a kesha between Hamad ki elitanu and ki tistarer aleinu gam istarer. And what's the kefa lashon? Tistarer aleinu gam istarer. What are the two sraris? The Ramban talks about this. We also have to understand pasuk yedalit. Afal eretz vas chal b'dvash, lo eretz vas chal b'dvash. Have you said he didn't bring us to a land flowing with milk and honey? Rashi says that what this means is that you have not taken us el haaretz. You didn't take us to Eretz Yisrael. Ela gazart elenu mitaba midbar. But rather, you said that you decreed upon us death in the desert. Azim kacha, ma'o ma she'osifu, v'titen lanu nachalat sadeh v'cheren. And you didn't give us an Eretz Yisrael, a nachala of sadeh v'cheren, of a field and a vineyard. One second. Anyway, they're going to die. So who cares if they're not going to get a field and a vineyard? Anyway, they're dying. That's their tain about him. He didn't bring us to Eretz Yisrael. Instead, we're dying in the Midbar. Lamitenu b'midbar. So once the word is that they're dying in the Midbar, so who cares about them not getting an achal asada b'cherem? Ayin b'zeh b'gur aryeh, b'orach haim ha-kadosh, b'al shich ha-kadosh. V'chein ma shekatuv b'pasuk, ha'inei ha'anashim ha'ele tenaker lo na'ale. But what's this knocking out the eyes? And if you knock out our eyes, we're not coming. Ma keshem, what does this mean? Also they said, ha'anashim ha'ele, these people. Are you going to knock out the eyes of these people? They're talking about themselves. So what's the eyes of these people? Ayin b'rashi u'ba'al shich. מה שהם כתבו בזה. וכן צריך לבאר מה שכתוב שעל עניין כי תסתרר. הקדימו שאין לזה מקום משום המעט כי יעליתנו מארץ הבת חלב ודבש תמתנו במדבר. So, first they were makdim, before they said ki tistarer, they were makdim that you can't be mistarer because you didn't take us because you took us out of a land filled flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the desert. So that's the hakdama to ki tistarer aleinu gam tistarer. When they said lo na'ale, they were makdim that you didn't bring us to a land flowing with milk and honey. So we'd like to understand is how ha-me'at ki ha-elisanu me'eretz avas chalav u'dvash is a reason why Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't rule over them. Right? You took us out of land filling with milk and honey, and now you want to rule over us. So that's the me'at is dafka reason that you shouldn't be mistarer. And here in this pasuk, we have, and you didn't take us to a land flowing with milk and honey, and therefore we're not coming to you. So why is not taking them out, taking them out of a land flowing with milk and honey, a reason for ki tistarer aleinu gam mistarer? And why is, and you're not bringing us into Eretz Yisrael, why is that the reason for lo na'ale? That we're not coming up to speak to you. Again, we don't understand what it means up. So basically, we don't understand the whole thing. What's going on over here? So we'd like to understand the psukim, kedarkenu, ladayek b'chol mila. Moshe Rabbeinu, היה לו כל דיני מלך. דיברנו על זה בשיעורים אחרים. מדובר על כך בספר באר מרים, בחלק א', פרק א', הלכה ג', וכן עוד מקומות. So Moshe Rabbeinu, we've seen a lot of sources. Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech, and his malchus was al pi Hashem. His malchus was based on God. God made him king. Achen yeshno inyan nosaf shel malchut, uvegeder malchut shel akum, sheyesh klapav chiyuv kavod. There's another inyan in malchus, not only if it's malchus al pi Hashem, malchus of a guy, and that is that there's a chiyuv kavod. You have to give honor, like we see by Yaakov at the beginning of Parashas Vayichi, that he bowed down to Yosef. Why? Because he was cholei kavod lemalchus. And this is not mitzad the gavra, that the king is such a chashev guy, but rather you have to give kavod to malchus. You have to give kavod to the rulers. In the Be'er Miriam, in the first volume, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Os Aleph, this is discussed at length. You have to give kavod to the shilton. V'chein hu legabei klapei melech rasha, sheino melech lefi dinei Yisrael, even if he's a Gentile king, an evil king, or a Jewish king who's an evil king, you have to give him kavod because of malchus, because of his position. Eliyahu HaNavi was chole kavod la'achav mitzad inyan zeh. Ayin Rashi Melachim Aleph Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Bet, Rashi Be'amos Perek Bet Pasuk Aleph. וזה מפורש בתוספות יום טוב בפרק ג' בפרקי אבות במשנה ב' הווי מתפלל בשלומה של מלכות וגם בספר קובץ שיעורים של רב אלחונן בכתובות אף יוצאין עמוד א' ואם באמת בבר מיין בחלק א' בפרק ב' הלכה א' משהו כתב. So there's an Indian of giving chiyuv, to give kavod to a melech rosha, even if he's not a good person, but his position demands it. It would appear that there's an afkamina between the Din Melech Yisrael, who was appointed based on Hashem, al yedei Navi. Rambam, Hilchos Melachim 1:3. So if he's a Melech shenisman al pi Hashem, there the Yisod HaDin of the Melech is that he's higher than everybody else. It says, Som tasim alecha Melech. Dehainu shehu alecha ume alecha. That this king is above you, and there's a special iser of lo yohum levavo, that he's not allowed to raise his heart. That since mitzad ma'amado, he's rom v'nisa me'al she'ar ha'am nitztava she'ezer rak b'hanaga le'maaseh. This king is not allowed to raise his heart. He is, because of his mamad, he's very exalted, higher than everybody else. Nitztava she'ezerak b'hanaga le'maaseh. He was commanded that it should only be on Hagala Maisa. Practically speaking, he should make sure that everyone knows he's king. He should act like a king. Som tasim alecha melech, he's above you. But in his heart he should be low. Like we see in the Rambam, Perek Beis, Melchus Malacha Malacha Vav. The Rambam there writes, דרך שחלקו הכסף הכבד הגדו וחייב כל חודו כך סיבו להיוס ליבו וקיר בו שפו וחולו. So the Pasuk says to give him a lot of kavod, but he himself has to be a very, very humble person. That's his job. Ayin שם ברמב״ם ובמה שכתב בספר באר מרים, שם בחלק א' על הרמב״ם, ונאמר בפסוקים על מלכות לשון וינשא מלכותו. It's a lashon of vayinase malchuso, that he's very exalted. He's ram v'nisa. So that's all when the melech is al pi Hashem. But a melech shein ro'el mitzad shelo ha'shelton b'fo'al, a king who's only king, because practically speaking he's king, his whole inyan and his hagas ha'malchus and his chashivus is because of the toelos of the people. They'd swallow each other up alive. So that's why he needs to be a king. If he's not bringing them benefit, so that's a pagam in his malchus. And there's no reason he should be higher than the people. His whole inyan is that he's bringing a toelis. So those are the two types of kings. One is Melech al pi Hashem. There he's Ram v'Nisa, and a Melech who's just king before Al. It's not Be'etzim that he's Ram v'Nisa. He brings benefit to the people. Otherwise, there's no reason for him to be higher than anybody else. So according to this, it would appear She'omnam Ta'anu Datan va'aviram Shedin Melech shelo eno al pi Hashem. Ela melibo, kumo shenasbir. Dosen and Aviram made it, their taina was that Moshe's malchus, his din melech, wasn't al pi Hashem. It was from his own heart. But it's pashut that the din melech mitzat shilton befoal, that he in practice was the ruling power that he was, which nobody can deny, Sherehu shalat al ha'am v'inhig et ha'am. He ruled over the people. Ela shebezeh kanal kol she'ein hanagato to'elet la'am chaser b'din melech shelo lekavod ulechashivut haba mitzad hayoto melech. So he ruled over the people. But if there's no benefit, then he lacks his din melech, like we said before. If you're mitzad Hashem, so then be'etzem you have chashivus in your malchus. But if you're only mitzad the people, that you're bringing them toelos. If you're not bringing toelos, then you have no importance. That's a pagam in your malchus. That's a blemish. That impedes his very position. Ve'al ze amru, and on this they said, lo na'ale. On this they said, no, we're not going up. So he didn't ask them to go up a mountain like the Kli Yakar noted. What's the lo na'ale? Which mountain are we going up? Aval melech mitzad atzmo nisa u'miromamahu. But a melech inherently is elevated. And going to the king is going up. Going to the king is going up. And vis-a-vis this matter, they said, we are not going up. Dahainu, we do not recognize your maila she'ena ela lefi datcha. We don't recognize your maila, which is only according to your Das. Einenu mekirim b'malatcha she'ena ela lefi da'atcha. We don't recognize your maila because that's only according to your opinion. And you're calling us to come is a kriya lalos. In other words, that you have a maila and therefore coming to you is na'ale. You are an elevated personality and therefore coming to you is an act of going up. But since, in our view, you don't have any elevated status, we are not going up, because we don't consider it going up. You think it's going up. We don't consider it going up. And on this they said, Hama'at ki ha'elisanu, etc. V'hamisenu ba'midbar. In other words, your hanha'ad is, not only did you take us out of a land filled with milk and honey to kill us in the desert, that your hanhaga, your behavior, caused a misa, caused death, v'hamisenu ba'midbar, which is evil and is no good. You are up to no good. And mimela, since you are melech mitzad hanhagas ha'am, since you're only a king, because of the for the benefit of the nation, there's no roma v'sugdula in you. Because you are not an elevated personality. You're not helping us. Since you're not helping us, why should we give you kavod? Ela ki tistarer aleinu gam istarer. What's the double lashon? That in addition to the sraga, in addition to the rulership that comes through the befoal, that brings you to a metzias of tistarer aleinu, in other words, to be above us, gam tistarer, begeder malchus me Hashem. She inyan nosaf shel malchus, shemachshiva et hamelech memela liot begeder shel tistarer aleinu. In addition, your mistarer begeder malchus Hashem, that's an inherent kingship, and that makes you the ruler over us. So in other words, that's the double lashon of kitzterer aleinu gam tistarer, is A, you're making yourself elevated mitzad hanhaga b'foal, that you're ruling over us, and number two, you're making yourself a melech be'etzem, that God appointed you. You want both, and that's ridiculous, say Dasan and Aviram. Because there's no room for both of them. Because Hamat ki elisanu, you took us out of this land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the midbar. So there's no benefit there. So since there's no benefit, we're not gonna why should we come to you? And not only that, but you're also not a king be'etzem. Ki tistarer aleinu gam tistarer. That you want to rule over us mitzad, that you're helpful to us, but you're not. You want to rule over us because God appointed you, he didn't. So we're not going up to you. There's lo na'ale. You have no romimus. So that's the lo na'ale that they say in the next pasuk. That's why we're not going up to you, because it's not up. Going to you isn't up. You're not elevated from us. That's what it says. Vayishlach Moshe likro ladasan aviram v'yom lo na'ale. They said we're not going up. You know why we're not going up? Because Hamat ki elisanu meretz Moshe is not going up, because you took us out of land flowing with milk and honey, and therefore you're not doing us any good. So it's not elevating to go to you. And also, you weren't appointed by God. You want to rule over us mitzad that you're helpful? You're not. That's one tistarer. And the other one is gam tistarer, that you're not, essentially, you weren't appointed by God. So therefore, lo na'alas. That explains both lo na'alas. So that's pasuk yud gimel. And then we go to pasuk yud dalet. Now they're coming to explain why Moshe wasn't chosen by God, and therefore he'll always have the Ma'il of Malchus, even if they die in the Midbar. Because they were commanded three mitzvahs to do when they come into Eretz Yisrael. One of them is appointing a king, that we see in the Sugya in Sanhedrin 20b. There's a mitzvah only after Yerusha and Yeshiva. And that's what they said. Aflo al Eretz Zavas Chavel Dvash Heviosanu Vatiten Lanu Nachal Estad V'Cherem. שיהבה לארץ אבת חלב ודבש, ולא הישיבה, שיהחלוקה והישיבה יש תחת אבנו וגפנו ויש תחת תאינתו. So what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is that you have to appoint a king. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, after you inherit the land and you settle the land. And that's what they said to him. Af lo al Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash Heviotanu. You didn't bring us to a land flowing with milk and honey and give us an inheritance of a field and a vineyard. In other words, there's no Yerusha. We have not taken hold of the land. We've not inherited the land, which is coming to the Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. So that's been no good. And there's also no yeshiva. What's the yeshiva? Yeshiva is your dwelling there. That's when there's a mitzvah to appoint a king. So when you're dwelling there, that's Nachal HaSadeh V'Kerem. That's what it means, Vatitin Lanu Nachal HaSadeh V'Kerem. He didn't give us a Nachal HaSadeh V'Kerem. So there's no Yerusha and there's no yeshiva. If there's no Yerusha and there's no yeshiva, so you're not the king Al Pi Hashem. Because king Al Pi Hashem, when is there a mitzvah of Minui Melech? When we come into Eretz Yisrael, there has to be Yerusha and Yeshiva. Here there's been no Yerusha, no Yeshiva. So you're not Melech. And that goes back on what it says in the previous pasuk, Ki Tistarer Aleinu Gam Istarer. That double Istarer, that not only are you not elevated because you're not doing a good job as leading us, before, in practice, but you also weren't appointed by God. Baharaya. There's been no Yerusha, but and there's no yeshiva. You haven't settled, so therefore you're not king mitzad Hashem. So you're not doing a good job as king befoal, and you're not and al pi Hashem you're not king. And therefore they said, ha'ne'ein Hashem ha'im tenakir lo na'ale. Dahainu. Moreid b'malchut, if you're rebelling against the king, and that was their din, when they didn't listen to the voice of Moshe to come to him, they're chayiv misa like other chayiv misas. Aval b'melech mitzad ha-shelton b'fo'al, but if you have a king, mitzad, his practical rulership, indeed, not listening to him obligates one in death, like we see that this rule applies even to kings who are kings, shelo al pi navi, like it says in the Be'er Miriam in Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hei, Legabe Acha V'Nevos. But nevertheless, even though the lo al pi navi, he has the shilton before, and amale marash al malchus ish Yisrael chayim below. If not for the fear of the king, so people would swallow each other alive. And because of this, we have to punish the rebellious one, in order that the king should be listened to, and there's we need rulership. It can't be anarchy. But this is not mechayiv misa mitzad din misa. Umaspik gam bedavar shu ke'ein misa. So actual misa isn't necessary. Ke'ein misa is enough, and a suma is like a mace. Why? Because he's separate from the world. So b'ze maspik ba'on ezeh shel hafrada me'achayim lemored b'malchut zo. So that's enough. The Summa Choshev Kamei, since you're not like a full-fledged king, you're only like a pseudo-king mitzad the Shiltan, so therefore blinding them would be enough. Summa Choshev Kamei. In the Torah Shleima, and Oz Kofir Beis, he brings the Medrash. Me'ach she'bein anu shomen lo afilu hu horeg us. And we're not going to listen even if he kills us. Shenemar, ayinein Hashem em tenaker lo na'alef. Even if you knock out those guys' eyes, we're not going up. What does that mean, we're not going up? Even if you knock out their eyes? It means that, the Medrash says, even if you kill us. So you see that we're dealing with the Chiyuv Misa over here. And that's what they said after they explained, according to their Das Shikris, that the holy Malchus of Moshe is only Machmas Ha'am. It's only because of the nation. So they say, listen, there's a din morid b'malchus, but it's enough to knock out their eyes. And that would be a fulfillment of Summa Chashiv Kemes. Summa is like a dead person, and that's it. It's like he killed us. But they said it b'lashon nistar. What was the lashon nistar? In the third person. Ha'inei ha'anashim ha'eila tenaker. Those people's eyes you're going to knock out. Since the chefts of the punishment is not klapei atzman, like we said, the essential punishment, the intrinsic punishment, is not for themselves because they did something wrong, because he's not really, Moshe Rabbeinu is not really king, mitzad Hashem. Not that God appointed him king according to Dasan Aviram, but rather it's klapei acherim, it's vis-a-vis others, that they should hear and they should see that their eyes were poked out. B'shem ha'onesh, hu nikur einei anashim ahem. That people should say, oh, those guys' eyes were knocked out. That people should say, other people should say, those guys' eyes were knocked out. So therefore, they're not speaking about themselves. They're saying, ha'enei anashim ha'eila tenakel. Ha'enei ha'anashim ha'hem tenakel lo na'ale. If you're going to knock out those people's eyes, we're not coming up. What do you mean knock out those people's eyes? That people are going to say, oh, they knocked out those people's eyes. In order that, because the point of the punishment is for the other people, what the people should say. And even if you do that, lo na'ale, we're still not going to come up. So you could do it. You could try to knock out our eyes so that other people should see, but still we're not coming up. Since we don't recognize the essence of your kingship as a malchus of na'ale, that's where they end off, lo na'ale, we're not going up. Because to you it's not going up because you're not doing a good job. Because again, if you're king, I'll pi Hashem, so then you're king no matter what. But if you're king, just because you're sholei b'fohal, so then you're only going to be considered a king, it's only considered an aliyah that you're higher, and that you have your malchus if you're doing a good job. If you're doing a lousy job, then what good are you? So they said to him, listen, anyway, you weren't appointed by God and you're doing a lousy job. So even though you could knock our eyes out because you have the shulton before and the sumas chashiv kemes, and that's enough to fulfill the din of marid malchus, we're still not going up because we don't hold that coming to you is going up. We hold that coming to you is going down. You're not worth anything. They were very chutzpah dikta Moshe. That was were in their words. But they said, lo na'ala, we're not going up because to you it's not considered going up. This we can understand what it says in Pasuk Tesvav. Vayichar l'Moshe me'od ve'yomer al Hashem al tefen al l'chatam lo chamor echad mehem nasati ve'lo arayoti et echad mehem. Moshe Rabbeinu got very angry and he says to Hashem, don't turn to their mincha. I didn't take one chamor and I didn't do evil to any of them. Rashi says from the Medrash that the chelek that they have in the Karbonos Sibur, Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, that their chelek shouldn't be miskabel baratzon. Let the fire come and not consume it. Ayin Shem and Rashi. So what's the shaychus between the Bakashas Moshe, Al Chilkam B'Karbanos, and Masha Debrua Love B'Psukim De'Leil, or Chaim the Alshich talk about this? What is it? What is it? What Moshe Rabbeinu is saying here? They shouldn't have a chilek in the Karbanos. Have to do with what they said earlier to Moshe Rabbeinu. That we spoke about, that this year has been about. The earlier Psukim. Is this the following pasuk? Says Moshe got angry, and he said, "Al tefen al muchas, lo chamer echad mehem nasasi," etc. So, the chelek b'karbanos tzibur, yesh no the klal. Who is a chelek in the karbanos tzibur? The klal. Anybody who's included in the community. And even though they were kofar b'malchus Moshe mitzad shibui Hashem, but the chor they were molded, that mitzad klal, they were makabel l'malchus, he's melech. Ha'inei anashim ha'ele tenaker. And that's what they said, are you going to knock out our eyes, meaning that we have a din of morid b'malchus, maybe. So that's they're admitting that he's king. And Moshe Rabbeinu was praying they shouldn't even be considered part of the klal, and therefore they're not going to have a chelik in the korbanos tzibur. Shekol ha-shayich leklal, yesh lo chelik b'am. Anybody who is shayich to the klal has a chelik in the korbanos tzibur, and they shouldn't be considered part of the klal. And he explained why. He's lo chamor achad mehem nasasi b'lo rayosi es achad mehem. I didn't take any of their donkeys. I didn't take one donkey from any of them. I didn't do bad to any of them. The Ramban says that there's the Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to the schuyas of the king. The Parshas HaMelech, he's allowed to take their donkeys for his chariot, for his work. So he has every right to do that. And he says they didn't do that, even though I had every right to do so. And it says Lashon of Nesasi. Nesasi, I didn't pick up. Lo Chamor Echad Mehem says I didn't pick up. Meaning a lashon of aliyah, because he's an elevated king. So since I didn't elevate myself above them, neither begeder malchus Hashem, neither in the context of being the kingship of God that Hashem appointed me, or the geder of malchus shemitzad ha'am, or as far as malchus the people appointing me. So really, when they're saying that I'm not nale, it can't be that they're saying I'm not elevated because I wasn't elevating myself. So what they're really saying is that I'm not king. And if they're saying I'm not king, then, right, because it can't be elevated because I'm not elevating myself. So really, under the surface, what they're really saying is that I'm not king. And if I'm not king, then they're not part of the klal. And if they're not part of the klal, they don't deserve a chelik in the korbanos of the tzibur. And therefore, maybe that's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant. He said, let the fire not consume their chelek, because they don't have a chelek. They don't have a chelek because they're not part of the klal. They're denying my kingship. So this is a fascinating mahalach in these psukim. Obviously, there's loads more to say. A velt. And hopefully we will revisit this in the future. And I thank you so incredibly much for listening. This was just amazing. It was a pleasure, a delight. So thank you so much, and it's Hashem. Yiratzon shenachzor v'nishna perek zeh, v'nizkor tamid shesof davar hakol nishma v'et Elokim yira v'et mitzvotav shmor ki zeh kol ha'adam. And shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.